All right, welcome everybody. This is the Influencer Show. I am Joe Danier, and once a week we bring somebody from the Youngstown area who's sort of making a deep dive into the either the culture or the technology or some kind of influence in our community. And today that is DJ Yokley, and you are operator owner of YSN. Is that correct?
YSN, your sports network.
Yes, All right. So why don't you bring us up to speed and tell everybody who you are and where you came from?
Well, my name is DJ Yokley, originally from East Palestine, still there to this day.
I noticed the shirt, by the way. That's nice.
Yep. Just a kid from East Palestine. That's my motto. It's one of those things where you know, you have big dreams when you're a kid. Everybody wants to play professional baseball or football or anything like that when you're in a small town. And then you kind of find your calling. And I was lucky enough to find what I think was my calling at 14. I was a terrible student, like god awful student. And, you know, not that that's a good thing, but it kind of helped me out in the long run. I needed extra credit on my environmental science, and the athletic director was the teacher at the time. So he said, okay, I need an announcer for the boys basketball game. So, I mustered up some courage and became the freshman announcer for East Palestine boys and girls basketball. And, from there, I fell in love with being in front of a camera, behind a microphone, technology in general, announcing, and specifically sports announcing. So, you know, I knew at 14 years old what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And if I couldn't play baseball at a professional level, I wanted to announce it or sports, and specifically high school and youth sports, because that's, to me, is where it's at, where kids are so passionate about it, not chasing money quite yet. They're doing it because they love the game. And years later, 18 years later, here we are, YSN. We began it in 2017 with our first broadcast just 4 years ago. We had four schools. We knocked on 29 schools' doors and got slammed in our face. And four schools took a risk on us, Latonia being the first one. And the athletic director there said, I'll never forget, we might not have a football team, but if we do, you're more than welcome to broadcast. So we started there. We had Salem, we had Crestview, and we had South Range. And from four schools, we sit over 50 now with schools and organizations, including YSU baseball and the Mahoning Valley Scrappers, which we're so proud of each and every one. It's like having kids, you know what I mean? You can't be more proud of one than the other, but they're all exciting just the same. And every time we bring somebody into our family, it's just a joy, because you know what's waiting on the other side of that door, and the excitement of their kids and their parents and their alumni. That's where it's at. You know, to bring alumni back is extremely important for us, because in the world of disconnection, there's nobody here to plug that back in.
Right. And so doing color, I mean, it takes a different personality type to be able to do commentating and doing announcing. Like, where'd you pick that up from?
I'm a high energy guy. Okay. You know, I enjoy it. You know, when I was younger, I lived on this road where there wasn't a whole lot of people, right? So you're doing a lot by yourself, like you're playing by yourself. So I would narrate TV shows. My dad was a huge Star Trek and Star Wars fan. So I would get, like, other kids would get the actual, like, the toys, like the action figures for, like, football. But I would get, like, Geordi LaForge and Captain Picard, and I would have to, like, create my own Star Trek thing. So, you know, you learn voices and you learn stuff like that and inflection. I really fell in love with being able to transfer energy during a broadcast, to the point where, like, I would turn the Nintendo down to play my video games in my Tecmo Super Bowl. And I would broadcast it at like 7 years old, you know, I find a lot of these kids that we bring in for YSN, they do the same thing. So I thought I was the weirdo. it was a secret. But
well, us introverts, we have a different style about
that's
us, right?
It. You have to be unique, you know. And people hide their talents sometimes because they think they're weird. But there's a uniqueness to it. And I was just that weird kid that wanted to fit in with everybody and realized, after college, well, when I got into college, that I spent the whole, like, high school career trying to fit in when I was born to stand out. And, you know, and I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to go be me. And if people don't like me, that's all right. You know, and at least I'm going to like myself, you know, and that's something that, you know, people struggle with nowadays, is just liking themselves and who they are. So,
right. We're talking with DJ Yokely, and he's one of the, I would say, the main three operators of studios that try to premiere the internet streaming podcasting platforms. You have the MLO Bros would be number two, and then, you know, Youngstown Studio stuff. But the business side of being able to take something that in our demographic, it's harder to sell streaming over when people are traditional at the clicker. So how are you overcoming bridging that and doing instruction and training for your audience?
You know, it's funny because we really didn't hit it like people click until we partnered with Channel 21, WFMJ. I met with Jack Erdick, who's a good friend of mine now, who believed in our product very early and understood where we were trying to go. And, you know, I remember sitting back and thinking to myself, and I told you a story off air, if anybody was able to capture an ESPN type like level at a local level here in Youngstown, they're going to do well. And what success looks like, who knows, but they're going to be successful because our area, there's two things that matter. It's weather and sports. And, you know, everybody's used to the bad news we get, you know, when they turn on the TV at 6 o'clock. Our area I feel like we're 10 years behind in some cases. So if you go around, you know, I was lucky enough to have a traveling sales job for about 6 years where I learned branding. You know, I sat like this with the CMO of Starbucks and realized that he's the same guy we are. He just has a big brand behind him. So trying to understand business side, how it works locally, understanding that, you know, some of these businesses don't have a marketing plan. They want to support stuff like what we do at YSN, what you do here, what the MLO Bros do, but they don't know how. They don't know what to budget for. They don't know how to make a commercial. They don't know how to do any of that stuff. So I took basically everything that I learned and said, you know what, at the end of the day, if we're able to get people to start turning on this, which is the most, to me, the most powerful device, you know, more powerful than a gun, more powerful than, it's a weapon. It can be. Mm-hmm. And if used correctly, it can be such a tool for everyone. And I tell my social media director, Anthony Hartwig, all the time, you can either use social media as a tool or you will look like a tool when using it.
End of that.
So it's one of those things where we strive to be as positive as possible. And in a negative world, when you turn it on and you're seeing, you know, this person is murdered, this, you know, bad news everywhere, we want you to feel safe when you go to YSN that you're going to walk away with a smile of some sort. You're going to learn something, you're going to, about somebody or something. You're going to learn to love sports again, because sports is our safety net. It should be, because sports is where we go to become, you learn how to be a teammate, to learn how, you know, to deliver decisions, and how to make some of life's toughest choices. So turning people over to the streaming has been a challenge, but everybody's going that way now. Everybody's going to Facebook, to social media, to, you know, getting them to the website was the biggest challenge. Getting them to social media, if you can use that as an avenue or a portal, that's where the games are going to be won and lost.
Yeah. And what I like most about the way that you do this is that you get to profile kids who otherwise no one would notice them.
Yeah.
I mean, think of how many people you've unearthed and shown and spotlighted to the public that things might have happened after that point. You know, when I played baseball, you'd be happy if you got a blurb in the newspaper that was about this big. That's and when it, you yeah. won a big game, right?
That's it. I was a catcher, right? So I distinctly remember, not that it's about me, but I'm a catcher. Like, I'm calling the pitches. And I remember the one of my pitchers had a perfect game and he got interviewed. And I'm like, wait a minute. I authored that book, but right. He's the guy that was the main character.
Yeah, right.
And I just remember in football, I was an offensive lineman, and the quarterback and the running back and everybody that you block for gets all the attention. And rightfully so. They're executing a job, but so are the linemen. So, you know, I'm a firm believer that it takes a team to win a championship. No one person ever does it themselves in a team sport. And business is a team sport, as you know. Like, you and I aren't going to win anything on our own.
Right.
It takes the talented people around us. And I'm so blessed to have so many people in this area care so much about sports that they're like, I want to be part of YSN. I want to be part of this. And I want to work for a guy like DJ. And I say, you're not working for me. We're working together.
That's right.
Like, I'm a quarterback. We're on the same field. Like, I'll be a lineman if I have to, because we have some incredible talent that runs through our network. You know, Richie Giuliano, Anthony Hartwig, Ty Bartel, Steve Leslie, who's on your shows once a week. And I can go on and on and on, but it doesn't happen if we don't all work together in harmony and move forward and everybody believing in the same goal and pulling from the same end of the rope. I'm, again, just so fortunate and blessed to have guys like that.
So what's next with operations? I know you got big dreams. I've gone on walks with you, right?
Oh, when boy,
you're
on victory.
And so I know that brain and those gears are always turning. So what do you have plans?
Yeah, I mean, it just, I hate to say it's day by day, but okay. But like, you know, I'm one of those weird guys. We talked about you and I, neither one of us sleep a whole lot, but it's one of those things when I wake up at 4 o'clock and nobody else is up, I sit there and I go, okay, how can I take this and push it a little bit further? There's some things that will happen in the next 24 months that will take us to the next level. Those will happen. How we get there is going to be just as exciting because, you know, we have schools that are knocking on our door. We have a waiting list right now for schools to do it. And part of me loves it and the other part of me hates it because I feel like I'm not doing them justice.
Right.
And, you know, you can't solve
from begging for to let you do it to the waiting list.
And it's so frustrating for me. But at the same time, it's like, okay, we're on the right track. You know, we are going to dive deeper into the not the main sports. You know, we're going to keep doing what we do with the sports. We're giving football and volleyball to everybody free this year because I don't think people should have to pay to watch our streams. I think we're not going to keep anybody from the gate. No matter what anybody says, that's always the number one argument is, well, wait a minute, why would they come to the game if they can just watch at home for free? And I said, then they're not a fan. Like if they don't want that intense, and we talked about it off the air again, if they don't want that moment, you know what I mean? Where the crowd comes alive, you're not going to get that from us. You're going to get that from the stadium and you should be supporting these kids and should be supporting these schools, because they're putting on the show. We just want to be there for people who can't. You know, if you're watching our stuff from another stadium, I think that's the coolest thing in the world. We call them the lightning bugs because you look down and you see everybody's screens white or green or whatever. You can see them from our broadcast. I think that's where we make our most damage is, you know, you're able to be at 26 places at one time.
Yep.
And parents that have two kids or a split family, one kid goes to one school, one kid goes to another, one kid is in the marching band and the other kid, you know, is in the drama club. You can be at a halftime show or the drama club and still watch your kid in the marching band at halftime. That's what I'm most proud of. I know how challenging it is to be a parent as you do and you know, to have to split your time between kids. Nothing kills you more. So giving parents an opportunity to be multiple places at one time and to be proud at the same time of all your kids, that's really one of the things that I really hang my hat on is, you know, we are for fans, we are for families, but man, for parents, it's tough out there right now. And to make their job just a little bit easier, that's what makes me happy.
Yeah. And last influencer show, we had the owner of Austin Town Theater.
I saw.
And it was sort of like the same thing where, you know, everybody was like, hey, if you stream all these movies, nobody want to come to the theater. It made theater owners up their game and provide a different product. So it almost put pressure on the business owners to not just do status quo. Right. It's like, how can we be different? And my analogy with him where, you know, you listen to music on the radio, but you still go to the concert because the concert and they work together for the fan experience.
Yeah, 100%. I think the thing that we didn't anticipate the most of YSN is the ability for kids, parents, coaches, staffs, schools to utilize our format as a teaching tool, but also as a tool to get recruited to play at the next level. I mean, these kids are utilizing our services. You know, we keep it as low as possible for our archive. It's $2.99, but we have games archived all the way back to like YYFFA football. You know, in our inaugural year. So, and our goal is to keep that for the rest of time. So when little Timmy, you know, who was 10 is now 18 and a senior in high school, we can run back video from when he was a flag football.
Because a scout can only do so much,
exactly.
Right? And there are so many of them.
Yeah. And we have kids right now that have sent us messages. Hey, thank you very much. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be playing baseball because nobody comes to our games. You know, nobody films our games and my mom or dad weren't there. And now, you know, I'm playing at D3 or D2, or we have a case of D1 kid that, believe it or not, would not have been found if it weren't for YSN. And that's really humbling for us, you know, because that's, it's not the intent, but you just kind of stumble your way into that and you go, wow, that's great, because this kid's got a 75% ride to college and otherwise wouldn't have had that. And I know what it's like to pay those college loans, still am. So it's one of those things where if he doesn't have to pay one of those bills, then mission accomplished for us.
Right. Now, when COVID hit, there was a lot of people that went in and doing more virtual and esports and whatever. I know you guys are maxed out, but do you ever see covering like games and you know, virtual stuff?
Yeah. We're working on
okay,
it.
Okay. Right, all right.
Now.
No cattle
it's
bag.
It's funny. It's good. I mean, we're looking to do that stuff because, you know, again, it's one of those situations like, hey, would you ever do this? And the answer is yes. Like, you can't live in today's society without trying to constantly grow. What it looks like the first rendition, I don't know.
Right.
But I remember.
Well, I'm thinking though that the kids, like the there is a comparison between people who do physical sports and esports, and they're,
oh, yeah,
the passion's there, the camaraderie is there, yeah, the fan base is there, yeah, to watch it.
More so, I love that the parents don't get it. You know, they're like, well, wait a minute, my kid's playing video games. That doesn't have any. No, this is esports. This is different. And, you know, whenever they dog it until you finally tell them, hey, they can earn a scholarship to go to school. Like, they're helping you out here. Let them play Super Mario Brothers. Like, and, you know, encourage them. You know, I'm big into encouragement. I don't care. As long as it's nothing illegal, I'll always encourage my kids to go after it. You know what I mean? I don't care if it's digging, you're making a sandcastle. If you're going to do it, make the best one you possibly can.
Right.
And at the end of the day, we'll figure it out. We'll figure something out, take away something from that. And I think that's what YSN has come to be is like, we have some people that start out that are behind the scenes and they say, oh, I'll never, ever, ever be on air ever. And then we give them a little taste of it. We bring them onto a show and right, all of a sudden, well, that wasn't so scary.
Right.
No. And now one of them is one of our best personalities. You know, it's funny. Like people are, they fear so much being in front of cameras and on streams and stuff like that. But I think they should teach this in schools.
For
you know,
sure.
This is, you know, when we were in school, it was just, you know, standing in front of a class and delivering a speech, like do it on air. And, you know, nobody there because this is the future.
Heck yeah.
This is, you know, not delivering speeches, but this is how you're going to get a raise or a promotion in the work world, because I think we're going to go, you know, more remote than we were in COVID in the next 10 years.
Heck yeah.
Because there's talent all around the country. And just because you live in East Palestine, Ohio, doesn't mean that you can't be hired in Venice Beach, you know, and be really good at your job and make a whole lot of money. So.
So I'm going to tag you as a purist as far as sports go. Okay. I'm going to assume.
Okay.
And so when NASCAR, when they couldn't actually race, they did a lot of that virtual stuff
where
they
were,
and you know, it got to be more instead of sort of like the athletic ability, it was the personality of whoever was on camera. I got to know like drivers in a way different setting. So if you go virtual, if it becomes more about the personality and less about the athletic ability or skill set, it changes the dynamic of sports a little bit.
A little bit. And I would argue that it's a little bit more like WWE.
Right.
Right. So I'm a huge professional wrestling fan. You know, AEW just came out but my whole thing was there's a little showmanship in everything, right? And you're starting to see more showmanship in professional sports. Now you're starting to see more showmanship in college sports with the NIL and stuff like that. And personalization. I think that it's all going to come down to that dollar, the bottom dollar. Who's going to stand out the most? Who can, even if you're not good at foot, like Pat McAfee is a perfect example. The dude was a punter, but he was a personality and people fell in love with him and fell in love with his brand. Now he's got his own show and podcast and he's on WWE as an announcer. That's the way everything's turning. You know, I would never, ever want our guys to be the main event, so to speak, when you're watching a game on YSN, but we do get a lot of people that love our stuff because it's funny or it's authentic or there's a one-liner or I can't believe your guy can't read or, you know, stuff like that. We make the most of it. It's funny, but you're right. There is a little part of me that says, stop taking away from the game, stop taking away. Like, but to get to know these drivers, to get to know these wrestlers, to get to know these athletes, I think it's cooler, but I think social media is a big part of that too. Like people follow, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster on TikTok and more for than his dancing. You know, it's a personal world. It's a smaller world than ever before because you get to know these people like never before, good, bad, and indifferent. Because some of my heroes aren't my heroes anymore, because I get to know them a little bit more and a little bit closer on Instagram and Facebook. And you go, wow, that's not exactly the guy that I thought I was looking up to.
Right. Well, the era, I mean, it happened anyway, like with the era of broadcast, where you had the personalities were the announcers that you got to know, because you heard Hamilton and you heard Madden and you heard these guys carry the program. And then you had the players that became broadcasters after, because they knew the depth of the sport.
Yeah.
So we're kind of doing that anyway. But now if you're playing an esport and the person that's performing in there is also narrating what they're doing, it's a little bit different.
It's weird. Yeah. It'd be like a quarterback telling you what he's going to do.
Right. Right.
You know, like, yeah. Imagine Tom Brady and he's got a microphone and you can hear him doing what he's going to do. I would be infatuated with that. And I think that's what intrigues me about esports is they're telling you what they're going to do before they do it or as they do it. And imagine Peyton Manning, you know, coming out and saying, hey, I'm going to throw for 500 yards. Reggie Wayne over there on the right side's wide open. He's going to
going through his reads and the whole thing. That would be amazing.
I would nerd out. Like when he does his stuff, like after the fact, I nerd out because I want to see, okay, how does he strategize this? Like, what does he see when he goes up to a line? And I wasn't even a quarterback. But like that stuff is really, really interesting to me. And I think that's where there's going to be a lot of blurred lines between sports and esports, because esports is going to bring a ton to what I think the future of sports will be. And we're talking podcasts. I mean, you see Mic'd Up now. Mic'd Ups are my favorite segments, because more than just like getting hit and it's okay, what did you see here? And then you can go back and watch what they actually saw, and they see it in real time. It's really incredible. So I'm excited for the future of sports.
Didn't they have that one league where pretty much everybody was mic'd up? And it was it's like an XFL on version. He hate me. Remember that dude?
That was XFL, yeah.
Yes, yes. And you got to hear them smack talk. You got them here, you know, actually playing the game, not just the one guy that they did, but it was almost everybody.
Yeah, they had the boom mics out everywhere. And those boom mics pick up more than you'll ever know. So you kids out there, if you're on the sideline, you see a boom mic, watch your mouth. But it's one of those things where, yeah, it was Vince McMahon. I love, because he's always been ahead of the times, sometimes too far ahead. And I think that's where the XFL fell in, was he was too far ahead, because he was taking wrestling, professional wrestling, and rolling it over into football, and just not enough people were ready for that. Kind of like when Marty McFly goes back to the dance and he starts rocking out.
Yes, right.
And he says, you might not like that, but your kids are going to love it.
Right.
sometimes there's entrepreneurs that are just too far ahead to get that liking. And I think that we're ready for it now. We're ready for the crap talk, and we're ready for you know, the guys like you and I that are just waiting for the strategy of the game of hey, let me know how greatness looks like in any uniform. I don't care what it looks like. I just want to know, you know, how they think, their thought process, because there's ways to emulate that from a business standpoint that people haven't even started to scratch the surface on.
Right. Two questions for you. So the first thing is how people get to your stuff, where the, you know, what medias are you on? Second one, if the public wants to like support you, what's your need that the public can outpour and send your way?
First one is ysnlive.com. That's our main channel, our site. If you're looking for games that night, it's right on the top left portion of the screen. It's live games. You click on that. It'll bring down a screen of every game we have that night. All of them are free. So, you know, click on that, have fun with that. And on Friday nights, we have an actual remote control that you can use, like as you're pulling the game up, and you can go from game to game to game to game to game. That was really cool. Probably one of my coolest things that I asked for, and Brian, the co-founder, delivered. Nice. And on short notice, like super, he hates me sometimes because it was super short notice. He's the tech guy, and I'm the guy that goes, hey, can we do this? And oh, sure, just add it to my list.
Magic wand.
That's
it.
Second one is support is watching games and utilizing our sponsors and advertisers. And really, if you know, you're an advertiser out there, small business, big business, it doesn't matter. If you're looking for eyes on products, we have, I think, one of the hottest tickets around. You know, we had 60,000 people, 70,000 people tune in this past weekend just for our football games alone. Like I said, we're going to dig into volleyball, soccer this fall as well. I wish we could do golf. Like I can't wait till the day where we have, you know, the ability to have 18 cameras and follow golfers around, because I think that'll be neat. But we're going to try stuff. We're going to fail forward constantly. you know, most advertisers are just looking for eyes. They're looking for people to have their brand seen. And that's what we're good at. But if you're out there and you're just looking to support what we do at YSN, just watch and like and engage in what we do and tell the other. I don't care if you ever tell me anything, but tell the other guys they're doing a good job because they deserve it. They're out there busting their tails and putting in the time and effort and, you know, making sure that your kids look good and feel good on a Friday night or Saturday night.
Beautiful. Well, DJ, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. Best of luck to you, brother.
Thank you.